I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Now we've got a new Marketplace quiz. That's when we ask actors, musicians, writers, and other people in the spotlight to share their stories about work, money, and the lessons they've learned. Producer Raghu Manavalan has this week's guest.
Hi, I'm Zoe Deschanel, and I am an actor and musician.
So first question, in a next life, what would your career be?
In a next life? Well, it's hard to say because there are, like, things that I feel like I could do now, maybe. But making children's clothing.
Are we talking toddler level, baby?
Baby like... through toddler.
Excellent. Excellent.
I have a toddler and the clothing, you know, the clothes are so cute. So. And I made her some little outfits before she was born that are really sweet. So.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
One of those vacuums that's like a robot vacuum.
A Roomba?
Yeah.
Huh. I've just heard good things, so you're the first person to
ever No. People love it. It's a great product. It's just not... I just got really into the idea of it, and then I haven't used it. And then one night, I think my nephew came over and was playing with it or something, and then one night I hear this, like... terrifying screeching noise and I walk out and there's like a light coming from the living room. I'm like, what is going on? Is there an alien invasion? I walk downstairs and it was the Roomba, just like, I guess my nephew would press some buttons or something.
The robot apocalypse uprising button, apparently. When did you realize being a musician and actor could be an actual paying career?
In high school. I grew up in LA, so I started auditioning for movies and television in high school. And then I also sang, you know, I did some like club shows and stuff and made like, you know, $40 singing. So I was like, all right, that was fun. And I made some cash.
And I bought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What is your most prized possession?
Define possession.
You tell me. I mean, it could be a tangible item. It could be a memory. I don't know.
A microphone that Brian Wilson gave to me. I sang on his record, and then he gave me the mic that I recorded with.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
Waking up at 5 in the morning, most days.
What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
I feel a little bit hesitant to suggest that everyone should own something, no matter the cost. I mean, I would say a coffee maker, but not everyone loves coffee.
Everyone should love coffee, though.
Yeah, so everyone should have a coffee maker. And or make it for friends.
Last question. What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
I think I may have had this piece of advice, but I'm not sure that it was, like, very loud and clear. But I wish someone had really drilled it in that you should always be true to your own self and tastes and not get too carried away with pleasing other people. I try my best to do that. You can't always. There's a give and take, and anytime you're being, you know, paid to do something or you're collaborating with a lot of people, there are gonna be some compromises that you make. But you should at least, you know, try. And I think at the beginning when I first started it was a little bit more confusing. And then once I sort of really discovered that, then you know you can always kind of stand by things you do. Because if you like it, then, you know.
Deschanel's band, She and Him, recently released their latest album, Christmas Party.
We can hardly stand. Christmas, don't be late. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.